First, we will go to First Peter, and the topic will be eternal life is a promise for righteous. Amen. First Peter, first chapter, 3-5 verses. Praise be to the God. What the Peter is saying. Praise to be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish and spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. My dear brothers and sisters, I will get a little time. You have the inheritance. God gave us a living hope, and the living hope family too. God gave us living hope. He gave us? Are you there with me? He gave us the living hope to the Living Hope Church. Yeah. God gave us the living hope. And you know how the living hope? Through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if the Paul said, if the Lord, our God, is not resurrected, what I preached, it is all in vain. It's all just vanished. If God, our Father, and if God, Jesus Christ, is not resurrected, now that Jesus resurrected, and everything he told us, it's a meaningful. It's a valuable. As he gave us the hope. Before that he did it, he said, okay, this will happen. And then he resurrected. Then everybody able to know, yes, he resurrected. Now what he said to us, it will be done. He gave us the living hope for the inheritance. All of us who are learning or we are spending our life in Jesus Christ, we are waiting for the inheritance. As we will go, as the time will come, the salvation will come, the Jesus will come, is ready to reveal. Jesus will come, and I am hoping, you people all hoping, when the Lord Jesus will come, we will see him, every eye will see him. When he will come on a clouds from the heaven, and we will go with our groom. As we are bride, I'm a bride of Jesus Christ. You are the bride. You are, Eddie, you are a bride. Amen. Praise God. As we all are the bride, even though on earth I am a groom, but I am his bride. So that as my groom will come, I love to go with him. Because he's coming back. When he's coming back, then we will live with the Father, with the ultimate glory, and with no sin life there, and enjoying the fellowship of our Father and his Son. Will you enjoy? Yes? Yes? And we will worship him there, day and night. So that's why over here, the God is giving us a practice. In the church, in the home, people love to worship. People love to, oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They speak it. Worship. So that's why we are practicing the worship here. When we will go up, we will worship the whole day. Amen? So, inheritance is kept in the heaven. And on earth, we will have to shield it. Some people think like that, we are saved, and now we know not to do anything. We are now saved, and that one saved, the all saved. No, we have to work every day. We have to work for every day to be in the Lord, to be in the heaven, for getting our inheritance. We have to work. And what we need to do? Faith and power of God. How we can shield our inheritance? Faith and the power of God. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentiles. But the Paul is saying, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Giving the good news, I'm not ashamed, because the gospel is the power of God. So when we have the power of God, then it will give us salvation. It is like, first we have to faith on it. When I am reading it and I'm believing on it, that the gospel is the power of God, and the gospel will give us a salvation. First, the step is that I have to believe on it. I have to faith on it first. Then when I have to faith, I will faith on it, then it will work. It will work. And I want to do it. And if I don't want to believe it, and I said, oh, the gospel is the power of God, how it will work? First, I have to believe, and then it will work through me. It is ultimate the power of God. It is ultimate to have the salvation. But if I want to do something for the Lord, then I have to believe myself first. The power of God, the salvation, the power of God will come through me when I believe first. It will work. The gospel is the power of God. What is the gospel? Gospel is the power of God. But to those who God has called, but both Jewish and the Greek, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Christ is the power of God and wisdom of God. And when we have a Christ in ourselves, in myself, in me, then I have a wisdom of God and power of God. When I have a Christ in me. So, how we can shield inheritance? With the gospel, the power of God, with the Jesus, who is the power of God, and the wisdom of God. So these things, the power of God and the faith, in this way, we can shield the inheritance. When we have a complete belief on Jesus, on salvation, on Christ wisdom, and Christ, what is it? The power of Christ. When we have the complete faith on it, it will help us to shield our inheritance, which we are going to be get soon. We are going to get soon. So these things, sometimes we just say, okay, as we just spending our life in the Lord Jesus Christ, we feel easy. When we started, we are very passionate. We do prayer every day. We fasting, we read the word of God and these types of things, fellowship with the people, all stuffs we do. But as the time passing, we just say, okay, I do pray. I don't pray today. Okay, fine. If I pray after a week, okay, fine. If I pray after a month, it is okay. I don't go to church. I have so much times. It's okay. I'm a Christian. I believe on that. But I want to tell you one thing. You're just going away from the Lord. But he is, you know, what the Lord is saying. I want to tell you one thing. How you started and how you are now. And this is a devil trick when he just put us from the right path slowly. And you know, he never do it like that jerk. He do it slowly. Yes. Oh, it's okay. And we are apart from the Lord. We are apart from the Lord. We are apart from the word of God. We are apart from the glory. And we don't have no more fellowship with the Lord. And we are just saying, oh no, I'm okay. I'm having a wonderful fellowship with God. I'm having this type of things. So I'm okay. But you are not okay. You are in a danger. You are in a danger because the enemy is after you and he is putting you in a danger point. And he is putting away you from the Lord. Here, we need to be understand. We need to be aware. As a righteous, we need to be aware what is going on. If somebody is putting you away from the Lord, it means you are in a danger. When you are in a danger, so get ready. He is just putting you in a danger and he is just against you and he will be attack you soon. The power of God will shield you. The wisdom of God. And ask for the wisdom. He will give you more. Ask for the gift. Wisdom. Sometimes we rely on our wisdom. Our own wisdom. And you know, when we are in the Lord, he renew the wisdom. And at that time, our wisdom, our bodily wisdom is not work. The God's wisdom works in the spiritual realm. If we want to go in a spiritual realm, you want to increase and you want to grow, at that time, our wisdom don't work there. It will work the wisdom of God there. And at that time, we need a Jesus. The wisdom of God. He gave us the new birth. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. The new is here. You are the new creation. Amen. And I want to give you a good news that you every day are new creation. Are you with me? You every day are new creation. Not like I got a baptism 25 years ago. Oh no, I'm an old man now. How about Joseph? I'm an old man now. No. My creation is just faded. Yes? Hi. Yes or no? No! The goddess, the glory of God is just washed us, and now if we are with him, then every day is the new day. Every day is a new created day for us, and every day we enjoy the new creation facilities and the features. Because he made us. He make us new creation. And not for the one day. The first day, as we get something, the toy or the other things, like if on a one day it's a very shiny, the other day the little bit fade, then next day, and just gone. No. Every day is a new creation. And I would love to say to yourself, I am a new creation for the everyday. Every day I'm a new. First Peter 1:23, for you have been born again, not for perishable seed, but for imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. You are perishable seed? Are you? I would love to share something. Before born again, before in Christ, we were just connected to our human father, right? We are connected to him. And when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did, see? What the Jesus did, he now, before Christ, we are connected. This is a wire. Imagine it. And this is, we connected to our Father. And then what happened? When we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, what the Christ did, he cut our connection from the body and he fixed us our connection to the Father. Amen? And now he fixed us a connection to the Father. Before the Christ, we were getting everything, and we are like from the bloodline, which we have given, the bloodline, and we are getting everything from this. But now, after accepting the Christ is fixing our connection to the Father. Now we are, belongs to Father. That is why the Lord said, because you are son, you are my son. Now we will go forward. Like then I will show you the perishable and the imperishable seed. Like now you are not a perishable seed. Before that, before accepting Lord Jesus Christ, we were the perishable seeds. But after accepting, what he did with us, imperishable seed. Because our Father is imperishable. So that's why we are now connected to him. That's why we are belongs to our Lord, our God, our Jehovah God. Imperishable seed. Now we became. So in this way, imperishable seed, to the new birth, what happened to us? With the new birth and belonging to the God, we can shield, we can remain in the Lord, we can shield our inheritance. Due to the imperishable seed, we are shielded our inheritance. Because of the Jesus Christ, we are shielding our inheritance. We are just jumping to the next level. Indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the new addition here. As you saw the old Adam, I always see why he fallen down. Because the helper was not there. As we sometimes say the wives are the good helper. The helper were not there. So that's why the Adam fallen down. And the God changes its strategy when the second Adam came. And he give the helper. Go. Now the helper is with you. John 14:16. And I will ask the fathers, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. This is what the missing in the first Adam. And then God gave to the second Adam. This will help you. And what the Jesus is saying, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper advocate to help you and be with you forever. And I want to encourage you, church. Sometimes we think that the Holy Spirit is gone. We did something, we did sin, we did this, we did that. So the Holy Spirit gone. As the Saul did something and the Holy Spirit gone. The Spirit of God just away from him. But the Word of God is saying, with you forever. But the change God made in the New Testament, Holy Spirit is not leaving you, even you did wrong. Holy Spirit will not leave you. Holy Spirit will live with you. And you know, I was asking about God, please give me the explanation of this verse. The Holy Spirit is grieving and praying for you, for the people. This is the time when a man or the woman went in the sin and the Holy Spirit is grieving. And saying, Lord, don't kill him. I will do something for him. I will do something for her. Don't kill him. I'm just managing. I'm just getting the pastor to him. And you know, when a man and the woman is in the sin, the click, you're doing good. You're not doing good. This is wrong. God does not like this. This is Holy Spirit. The click. A click. No. You are a good man. You are a good woman. You are the lady of God. You are the man of God. This click is from the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will never, never leave you. And it's a wonderful helper. Help us for taking the decision, for remaining in Christ. It helps us. You know, my decision after accepting Christ, my decision ratio and success ratio is 100%. Because everything I ask the Holy Spirit, and what the Holy Spirit says to me, I do the same. So, the success ratio is 100%, because the decision comes from the Holy Spirit. So that's why success ratio is the 100%. So I just want to share a little story. Like my wife always said, yeah, get the thing from the market. And I said, okay. And I go. And I always forget two or three things. And when I get the things and put on the table, and my wife, Majbin, she comes. This. Oh, you forgot one, two, three things? No. You did not tell me. Is it the same here? You did not tell me. No, honey, I tell you. No, you did not. One day, and this continues. One day, I was talking to her. Oh, this time I will not forget. And then I went in the market again, and I forget again. And then that time I was talking to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what I forgot? And the Holy Spirit said, this, this, and this. And I bought them, and I went at home. I put it on the table, and my wife counted. Yes, yes, yes. Oh. You bought everything, honey? Yes. What the Holy Spirit did. He can walk with you. He can talk with you on ordinary matters even. And I want to tell you something. He is listening everything we are talking about. Everything. What we are talking about. Small things, big things, good words, bad words. Holy Spirit is listening. And righteous, please take care of your words. They are very much important. And God is listening your words, your routine words. Everyday words. Sometimes I say something like the woman like gossip. Gossip about the God. Do gossip about the God. Can you understand me? What you got? I'm sorry about that. But it's overall. But I say, do gossip about the God. Sit somewhere, say, talk about the God, and share what God has given to you. So, and then is problem is there, like when we have the Holy Spirit, and I feel like that, the Galatians 4:6, because you are his son, God sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. The Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. Sometimes I think, the God will think about that. I'm giving them the Holy Spirit. And how will they say me, Abba, Father? Then the Father got a solution. The Son was saying to him, Abba, Father, so he get the Spirit of his Son. Are you with me? He get the Spirit of his Son and giving us. So the problem is gone. Now, the Spirit of his Son in everybody. Now, the everybody, where there is the Spirit of God, Spirit of the Son, then they will speak, Abba, Father. So now we, everybody, where we are in the world, we always say, thank you, Father. Because the Spirit in us, it speaks, Father. So he gave us the Spirit of his Son. We just go forward. Indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, Ephesians 1:13. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal. The promised Holy Spirit. You are marked with a seal. And the sea promised Holy Spirit. You are, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you are marked the seal. And the seal of the Holy Spirit, right? God, what the God did, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and he marked. He put a seal here, he put a stamp here, the stamp of the Holy Spirit. Why? I'm asking a question. Why the seal? He put a seal. Why seal? He's saying, okay, you are eligible to come in. No need of seal. But the God did seal. Every of us who accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, he put a seal. Let's find the answer. Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Why God sealed us for the day of redemption? When the day of redemption will come, that seal will work. The seal of the Holy Spirit. It's not like that. It's our helper. It's an advocate. But God is giving us something else. He put a seal of the Holy Spirit. Mark is there. Stamp is there. And then the Ephesians, what did he say? He sealed the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption. When the day of redemption will come, it means God showed the importance of the Holy Spirit stamp. It's not only the Holy Spirit will live in the world and prepare us, but that seal work in the day of redemption. And we will go forward. Let's see what happened next. 2 Corinthians 1:22. Set his seal of ownership on us and put his spirit in our heart as our deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. I feel like that. Our righteous and the God was talking to each other. And God said, now you get the salvation and inheritance. Okay, Lord, I got it. But how can I know I got it? The God said, you know about the deposit? Anybody deposit, advance, token, when we deal something, what we do? We do advance. We buy the house, we even a bank, we pay the down payment, and get the thing, and then, like it is like that, we pay the down payment, and we say, this is the down payment, and I will give you the remaining, and we'll get the thing. What is going here? The God is saying, the Holy Spirit is a deposit. Is a deposit. It is like that. As the God and the righteous man talking to each other. And the righteous man said, God, how can I know? I am saved. I have the salvation. And the God said, okay. This is the Holy Spirit. This is the deposit. And when you come to up, I will give the, you will show me and I will give you the remaining. So the Holy Spirit is not only to help us in the world, but it is a deposited by our God to show us in the heaven on the day of redemption. When we will go up in the heaven, then what the God has said in the in the John 3:5. I'm telling you truth. The man who will be baptized in water and Holy Spirit, he will be enter in the kingdom of God. And who will not? He will not. The Holy Spirit is not the helper only. It's the seal of God. And you know, this in the old time, the kings always, they write it a command and sealed it. Now it is done. Now our king did. He commanded and he sealed the Holy Spirit. And he said, when you come up on the day of redemption, you will be saved and you will be get the inheritance. And think about that. We spend our life without Holy Spirit here. And if God, and we on the day of redemption are we before the Lord. And the Lord said, okay. Okay, Pastor Manuel. You got the water baptism? Yes, sir. Where is the Holy Spirit seal? And we said, oh Lord, it is okay. Get the water baptism only. No need of Holy Spirit. I believe on you. You believe on me. That's it. No. Holy Spirit will work when the day of redemption will come. So we need to have to get Holy Spirit. And it is gift. We don't need to pay anything. It is gift and it is free. Without this, things will be different and they're difficult in the heaven. He deposited in our heart and the day of redemption, the seal will work. God bless you.